This is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating a independent medical evaluation report. Claimant Sean, S-H-A-W-N Morse, M-O-R-S-E, WCB number G3215174, DOA 6622, day and time of IME, 6123, 9:15 a.m., Social Security number X8671, claim number 24403567669, exam type, workers' compensation, IME, specialty, psychiatry, location, Smithtown, New York. Medical records reveal a low back injury while moving a 55-gallon drum. Mr. Morse was seen in the presence of his fiancée, Terry Ho, H-O. He was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. He proceeded in the interview. Mr. Morse is a 56-year-old male who resides with his fiancée, along with his 14 and 19-year-old soon-to-be stepsons. He is not currently working. He last worked 6:22, at which time he was employed by Calpine, C-A-L-P-I-N-E, as a power electrician. He apparently was injured by a 600-pound oil drum. He states he did have a back injury 15 years ago. In the lower back. He underwent an MRI following this past injury. He was diagnosed with an L4, L5 radiculopathy. And he reports he has trouble walking and is in constant pain. He states he's also suffering with quote-unquote long COVID since 2021. It has worsened his asthma and states there's also issues with cognitive functioning. He's currently seeing an orthopedist, Dr. Thompson, and a neurologist, Dr. Malhotra, M-A-L-O-T-R-A. So he feels intermittent numbing in his bilateral legs. And he underwent consultation with Dr. Vaglia, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, a psychiatrist, and he has sessions with her colleague, Beth, every 2 weeks for 30 minutes. He was prescribed Lexapro 10 milligrams, as well as Trazodone 50 milligrams, but states that medication medications make him drowsy, and he's currently not taking them. Approximately a year ago, he states he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder by a therapist, Donna Dettori, D-E-T-O-U-R-E. He said that when his insurance was no longer continued, he needed to stop the sessions. He also has not felt that the Lexapro has been helpful, and that has been stopped as well. In new paragraph, in terms of further past history, he reports no suicide attempts and no psychiatric inpatient admissions. His medical history is notable for diabetes, hypertension, asthma, possible glaucoma. And he's had a laminectomy, as well as a vasectomy. He admits to drinking a half to a full pint of vodka most days since last year. Alcoholism does run in his family, his father and his niece. Social history noted that he was raised in Maine. He was married to his wife for 18 years. They are now divorced. He's a father of four grown children, a 30-year-old daughter. I'm sorry, three daughters, ages 30, 23, and 22, and one son, age 27. He has little to no contact with his adult children since his divorce. He says his 19-year-old soon-to-be stepson is autistic. New paragraph, mental status exam. He's casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact, well-groomed. Describes his mood as, quote, tired. He admits to intermittent night terrors that awaken him. Mood is also depressed. His passive suicidal ideation without plan or intent. He denies homicidal ideation. He feels fragile. Prays with hopelessness and helplessness. He does enjoy cooking as a hobby. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. His insight and judgment is fair. He finds that video games help his PTSD. And he admits to feeling, quote-unquote, useless, unquote. He has had tremors since COVID, long COVID, and so he's unable to try to work as a silversmith, which was a previous profession. He admits to three panic attacks in the past month. Insight, good, judgment, fair. Impression. Oh, before we get to impression. Mr. Morse admitted a resume from over 20 years ago. So you could see he's had a variety of jobs over the years. Patient leaning towards drinking alcohol could possibly be slowing the recovery process. I believe the major depressive disorder and anxiety complaints are causally related to the injury of this file. The current symptoms of depression and anxiety appear to be related to this most recent accident, both time-wise and in terms of mood symptoms. The patient is not working currently. He does appear to meet criteria for a total 100% disability at this time regarding major depression and anxiety. All work should be restricted for the next 4 months. So I do feel Mr. Morse meets criteria for a major depressive episode, panic disorder, alcohol use disorder, and has a history of post-traumatic stress disorder. I recommend continuing psychiatric treatment every 2 weeks for 30 minutes with Dr. Vaklika. Encouragement of sobriety should likely be one thing that's being addressed in these sessions. I recommend that these sessions continue every 2 weeks for 30 minutes for at least the next 4 to 6 months. The patient has a long history of employment as well as employment in various positions, and he is finding it very difficult to mentally handle his current full disability. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD. I'd be happy to address any questions if should the need arise. Thank you.